just how big is the Toyota recall? Is the measure of the carmaker's problem the degree of danger it's created, or is it the company's less than forthright response to complaints when they first surfaced? Well, joining us to address those questions now is Ken Bensinger of the Los Angeles Times, who, by the way, did much of the reporting on the problem accelerator in some Toyota models. Welcome to the program, Ken Bensinger.
Thank you for having me.
And first, in the annals of automobile recalls, how big is the Toyota recall?
It's big, but it is not the biggest. It looks like it's about the fifth biggest recall if we're taking a look at the first Toyota recall, meaning the floor mat recall, which is standing at nearly 5.4 million vehicles. And that would make it the fifth largest recall in U.S. history. So it's up there, but it's not number one. That belongs to Ford.
Ford, which recall was that?
That's actually an ongoing recall that's reached about 14.1 million vehicles and has to do with a cruise control switch that can cause an engine fire. And that keeps growing. They actually added a couple million to that last year.
As long as we're at it, why don't you give us two and three and four?
Number two also belongs to the Blue Oval, as Ford is called. It's another Ford one. And that was in the 90s for some ignition systems that also caused fires. Fires seem to be a recurring problem for Ford. Number three was all the way back to 1971, and that had to do with failing engine mounts, which, among other things, could cause unexpected acceleration of all things. And that was a General Motors problem. And number four belonged to General Motors as well, and that was suspension bolts that could fall loose, which led to steering problems.
And those are all, as you say, bigger than the Toyota recall of at least of last year.
That's right. They're bigger than the floor mat recall. Toyota, of course, has a separate recall, which is the sticky pedal recall. And some people are adding those together, but Toyota would be quick to point out that those are two separate recall issues. But the grand total of those two added together in the U.S. is about 7.7 million vehicles.
I have to put my cards on the table here as the owner of both the Toyota and a Volkswagen. For the VW, I'm not at all surprised anymore to get a notification of some recall for something. How common are recalls generally?
Recalls are not uncommon. So it's important to note that not all recalls are alike. But to put things in context, last year there were 15.2 million vehicles recalled in the whole U.S. It was a big year for recalls. In 2008, there was 8.6 million vehicles recalled. So last year was a big one. Toyota played a big role to that. It was number one in recalls last year with about 4.9 million vehicles recalled. And that was the first time ever that Toyota had been number one on that list. But it's also important to remember that recalls run the gamut from serious problems like the ones that Toyota is looking at now to minor things like radios that don't work the way they're supposed to work. Yeah.
Does the way in which Toyota responded to complaints, the complaints which ultimately led to the recall, does that stand out as egregious, or is it typical of the way automakers have had recalls?
Well, I would hasten to add that no automaker likes to do a recall. Recalls are expensive in a direct cash outlay, and in a serious safety issue, they're expensive in terms of their feeling that it hurts their image and can reduce sales. So no automaker likes to do recalls. But the reporting that I and my colleague have done in the last few months indicates that Toyota seemed to go to great lengths to underplay the nature of the complaints it was receiving on these kind of issues, specifically the sudden acceleration issues. They've clearly been hearing complaints about this for, you know, near a decade and found ways to suggest that they weren't relevant, they didn't qualify or otherwise didn't indicate a problem. And I think now that's coming to bite them sort of in the behind. These are specifically some of the issues that Congress says it's going to look at in the next couple of weeks when they hold hearings on Toyota, is how much Toyota knew and when it knew it and why it didn't do something about it before.
Business reporter Ken Bensinger of the Los Angeles Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.